John chapter 10, John chapter 10, and we're going to read several verses. We won't read the whole chapter, but we are going to read a large portion of this chapter so we can kind of get the picture of what's taking place. Now, we know that this is kind of a familiar passage to many of us. The book of John, I've spent many hours reading through the book of John in my life, and this one always seems to kind of stand out, but it goes, because it's talking about the shepherd. And so we want to read this a portion of this chapter this morning, and we just ask the Lord to help us, to open our hearts to what He has for us this morning. John chapter 10, verse 1 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that porteth openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said to them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And that ever came before me, or all that ever came before me, are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy, and I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolves cometh and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolves catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. And the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Now I want to drop down to verse 27 of this chapter, and it goes as this: "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together this morning. We do lift up the request of prayer that people have on their heart, the many that are sick, and we still have several in our church that are sick, and we pray for them. We pray that you'll restore their health. And Lord, we're thankful for the good reports of so many. And Lord, we're thankful for all that you do for us and how grateful we are. We thank you for our time together. And now, Lord, as we spend time in your word this morning, we pray that you'll open our hearts, speak to our hearts, and Lord, do the work that you know what each one of us need. And if there's someone that doesn't know Christ, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to that heart. And Lord, for those that are listening and watching, Lord, I pray for them and pray that you'll help them. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for all things. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In this passage, the Lord presents himself as the good shepherd. And he speaks of his people as my sheep. And I kind of looked at verse 27 as kind of our text this morning. And it talks about the sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And when I think of that verse, I think of a relationship. There's a relationship between the shepherd. There's a relationship in knowing the shepherd. There's a relationship in the sheep knowing the shepherd. And there's a relationship on the fact that the sheep follow the shepherd. So everything revolves around a relationship. The relationship that you and I and others have with the Lord should be the most important relationship that we have in our life. You see, relationship will come and go. In life, there's been people that you used to know. Maybe you moved, or maybe they moved, and you try to stay in contact with them. But you know, distance hinders in a lot of ways. So relationships can get hindered by distance. Relationships can also get hindered by misunderstandings and views on things, and that can hinder relationships as well. But one relationship that you should hold in the forefront of your life is your relationship that you have with the Lord. Because really, that is what we focus on. Although there's things that change around us, the world changes, areas changes, you know, there's changes all day long. But the one thing that shouldn't change as far as the relationship is concerned is our relationship with the Lord. Now, our relationship should get stronger and we should get closer, but as far as a distance relationship should not have happened when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. And so clearly the Lord speaks of His own people as His sheep. So He too is focused on a relationship. He too is focused on the parable of the good shepherd, the parable of the sheep. And so our relationship when it comes to others that watch us, that are around us every day, our relationship with the Lord should never be questioned. And I guess what I'm trying to say is it should be prevalent in our lives and as others look on that we have a relationship with the Lord. They should know us. And they should know how we stand. They should know the things that we stand for as far as our relationship. That is not to be boastful, but that is to understand that the Lord is our shepherd, and people need that. The Lord here was speaking in this passage of Scripture, speaking these words not so much to His friends or not too much for His sheep, but for His enemies, because there were enemies out there. And there were enemies that was questioning Him. There was enemies questioning that relationship. And so for those that were not His sheep, this message was proclaimed to them in this parable. Matter of fact, there was so much hatred for the Lord. There was so much hatred for Him, just like there is today. There was so much hatred that they even took up stones to stone Him. And we see that in verse 31, it says, then the Jews, after these parables were spoken, it says, then the Jews took up stones again to stone Him. In other words, there was already an attempt, and now they were taking up stones again. And so they didn't like what was taking place. They didn't like His message. They didn't like who He was. They didn't like what He proclaimed. And they didn't like the fact of a relationship between a shepherd and the sheep. They didn't like that kind of a relationship. But you see, we as sheep and His followers, there's something about a sheep that we need to be reminded of. And that is this: we are weak and He is strong. Something else that we are to be reminded of: that we could go wayward. We should never count ourselves more highly than we ought to, because every one of us are subject to go wayward. Something else that sheep are, and sheep are foolish. They make some foolish decisions. They make foolish decisions when it comes to going astray. They allow their lack of sense to cause them to go astray. And we know the Good Shepherd is always going to be looking for the sheep. Something else about the sheep, and that is this. They're helpless and they're defenseless. That's why we need the Good Shepherd. That's why we need the Shepherd looking after us, because we are defenseless. We think that we're strong. We think that we can conquer. But in reality, when it comes to the truth, we would be nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. And then another thing is we think about the sheep, and that is the fact that we are dependent. We're dependent. We're dependent on Him. Verses 11, verses 15, and verses 17 all speak of the shepherd's love. It speaks of the shepherd's compassion. And it also speaks of the shepherd's willingness and the fact that he has a heart for the sheep. A heart for the sheep. Verse 17, if we was to focus on that verse this morning, the Bible says, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again." The verse was just quoted just a few moments ago of John 3:16. And what great verse that is, because it speaks of love and it speaks of willingness, it speaks of need, and it speaks of relationship. You see, Jesus Christ loves you more than anyone else could possibly love you. We can have relationships in our life, and we could love those relationships. We could love those people in our relationships, but yet that love, as strong as it may be, that love is limited. But I tell you this morning that there's no greater love than a man that lays down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ loves you that much. Loves you that much. You see, that is why our relationship with the Lord should be the most important relationship that we have in life. It should be the most important relationship that we have in life. No matter what else goes on in our lives, our relationship with the Lord should be the most important thing. My sheep is the title of our message this morning. My sheep. What is it that's so special about the relationship? What is it that brings that relationship together? What is it that binds that relationship, that molds that relationship? What is it that strengthens that relationship as a shepherd has with the sheep? And how can it help us this morning? How can we make our relationship stronger? How can we not take that relationship for granted? How can we focus on that relationship? What things can we do when it comes to our relationship with the shepherd, when it comes to strengthening that? Well, let me say this. The shepherd's already done it all. The shepherd's already done it all. It's not up to the shepherd, because the shepherd's already done the work. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, He did the finished work. He did. He made that sacrifice. He made that sacrifice for you and for me and for all mankind, because there was no other way to heaven except through Him. We can't be good enough. There's nothing that we can do. There's nothing that we can achieve. There's nothing that we can earn. There's nothing that we can pay for when it comes to what Jesus Christ did for us. And so we accept it by faith. And so that's the first thing in our relationship with the shepherd, and that is this: believe on Him. Believe on Him. Verse 26, the Bible says, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. But notice what it says in verse 27. But my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So we need to believe on Him. There were some that were there that were still people, and there's still people today that never believe on Jesus. They struggle with that. They struggle with the fact that how can one man take on himself the sin of the world? How can one man accomplish all that was accomplished? How can one man love me even when I'm unlovable in life? How can one man forgive me of my sins? And I say, because He's Jesus. Because of the fact that He's Lord. Because of the fact that He's the only one that can. No matter how hard we work, no matter how hard we try to achieve, we will always fall short, but not Jesus. Jesus conquered. Jesus loved. And the most important thing, and believe it or not, we're going to be celebrating it here in just a few months, but He rose again. He had power over death, hell, and the grave. You see, the important thing in that relationship begins with believing. You say, those that didn't believe, in verse 26 it says, but ye believe not, they were not the Lord's sheep. They chose not to believe. It is very clear to be one of the Lord's sheep, you must have that relationship, and to have that relationship, you believe on Him. You believe on Him. One of the first characteristics, I believe, is in a Christian, is that is belief. The verse was just quoted just a few moments ago, John 3:16. And it talks about believing. You see, it means that we're putting our trust solely in the Lord Jesus. We're putting our trust solely in the Lord Jesus. Now, we might say to ourselves, well, I did that so many years ago. But we should never get over it. We should never get over it. We should never get used to it. We should never take it for granted what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be thankful and grateful every day for what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's many folks out in the world today that are going wayward that care nothing about that. They care nothing about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have one this morning, and it's true, and it began with believing on Him, then we should be grateful and we should praise Him every day because of what we have. We are to rely on Him. As a reminder this morning, is our focus is on Him and our relationship with Him. You see, we are blessed to receive the gift of salvation, and it is a gift. It's truly a gift that what we have this morning. We have that gift. That gift of salvation. Nothing that we could do to earn it. For us to be one of His sheep, you must have that relationship. And that's why we make mention, my sheep. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, which speaks of relationship. So the first thing we make mention this morning is to believe on Him. The second thing we mentioned this morning is this. We hear His voice. We hear His voice. Many times in life, my mother would say, and yours would probably say it too, do you hear me? Do y'all remember that? Are all of you just as guilty as me? You see, I share my stories. You don't share yours. But if I know you, you probably did the same thing. And more than once, a mother or a father would tell you something, and you were involved in something, in my case, I knew my limitations. I knew the first time that she called for me, it was just a warning. It was just, hey, you need to come here. And then the second time, it was just, the tone changed. There was a little bit of a tone difference. So I knew I had another couple of minutes. But the third time when she called, I better stop what I'm doing because I knew there was going to be problems if I did. Why do I say that? Because I knew her voice. And I knew the change in her voice. And I knew what she meant, even though she said the words, come here, I knew what she meant in that change, in that tone. Very seldom would that tone not change based upon how I reacted. Now, if I would have been that perfect child that many of you were, you came the first time a parent called you. Bless you. I wasn't that perfect child. But I knew the tone of the voice. I knew because I heard. I heard. We hear many times, but we don't take action. We hear, but we don't take action. We hear, but we don't listen. We hear, but we don't listen. How many of you times have you been talking to someone, or maybe you've been telling somebody something and you think they're getting what you're saying, and then they look at you with this blank face and they'll say, what'd you say? Y'all ever have that before? Sam, you looked. She looked at you. The point is, we need to listen. We need to listen. And when we have that relationship with the Lord, then we're going to listen. We're not just going to hear, but we're going to listen to what He has to say. Christ's sheep respond to His voice. They're going to recognize His voice. They're going to hear His voice. They're going to heed to His voice. They're going to obey His voice. And again, that speaks of relationship. Having that relationship with the shepherd. We recognize, we hear, we heed, we obey, and that speaks volumes of our relationship with the Lord. And that's the kind of relationship that the shepherd has with the sheep. You see, reaction to His voice. Now, my grandparents lived on a farm and I would go stay with them. And there would be times that my grandmother would call the cows to be milked. And they knew her voice. And she had this high, squealy voice. And I'm not even going to try to do that this morning. But she had this high, squealy voice. And I would look at her. And I would think, how in the world do they know who this is? And believe it or not, they would be on the other side of the hill because they lived in the mountains and it was rolling hills. And they'd be on the other side of the hill and they would come running. They would come running because they knew her. And there was a couple of times that I would be roaming around the farm. I used to love to roam around the farm. And there would be a couple of times that I would try to silently, or as far as by myself, it wasn't silent, but I would be by myself, she would be in the house, and I would try to mimic that. And they would just turn around and look at me. We need to know His voice. There are so many voices out there. There are so many voices out there that tries to pull us in so many directions. And there's one voice that rings out many times more than not, and that is this. If it feels good, just do it. If it sounds right, just do it. If that's what you want to do, just do it. It doesn't matter. But you see, that's a false voice. That's a false voice. We need to understand that relationship that we have and hear the voice. Number three, they are known by Him. In other words, He knows who you are. Do you realize this morning that He knows every single person that's in this room this morning, and he knows every single person outside of this room, and he knows every single person that is viewing this morning, and he knows exactly what each one of us need. Exactly what each one of us need. Verse 14 says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And am known of mine. This is one of my favorite parts when it comes to relationship. There's a very remarkable bond that the shepherd has with the sheep. There's a very remarkable bond. The shepherd actually knows his sheep individually. And he knows the sheep by name. Now, we could go out into, let's just say 50 sheep, and we could get in the middle of them, and they all look the same to us. But a shepherd is going to know each one. The shepherd is going to know each flaw. The shepherd is going to know each hindrance. The shepherd is going to know each personality, and the shepherd is going to know everything there is about that sheep. Again, that speaks of relationship. A stranger comes into the fold and say, they all look the same to me. They all look the same. Almost like they kind of use a cookie cutter approach. That everything applies and everything's the same. Verse 3 says of this chapter, it says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and calleth his own sheep, notice, by name. By name, and leadeth them out. Do you know the Lord knows you by name? What a wonderful relationship. That he knows you by name. One of the hardest things that I had to understand growing up is that when you're with six children, and of course I was the youngest, and my oldest one is she's probably about 13 or 14 years older than I am. And so we're all going through different stages in life. And so you that come from a large family, you kind of understand this. And so everybody's going through a different stage in life. And although we have the same rules, and although we have the same things that we need to do, everything, you still have to treat them a little differently. You have to treat them just a little differently because they're in a different stage in life. And that was the hardest thing. There were so many times that I would hear, if it wasn't me, it was one of my sisters. There were so many times that they would decide something. My parents would decide something. And you would hear another one say, well, that's not fair. Do you realize that in our Christian life, every one of us are at a different stage? The Lord knows exactly what each one of us need, and that's the reason the Word of God is the living Word of God, because you can take the same message and it affect people in different ways, because the Lord knows what each one of us need. And so the Lord knows the sheep that struggle with this problem, and the Lord knows the sheep that struggle with that problem, and the Lord knows, you know, I might look at you and say, I can't believe you're doing that, or you struggle with that, and you might look at me and say, I can't believe he's struggling with this. We all have different struggles, but the Lord knows us all. And the Lord knows what every one of us need. And that speaks of relationship. Relationship. A strong relationship has an understanding of a need. A strong relationship, it doesn't matter. It can be a friendship. It can be a married relationship. It can be all those things. And if it's strong enough, that person's going to know what the other person needs without even saying it, because that's how strong it is. There's a lot of friendships that you can look at a person, you can say, okay, what's wrong? And they'll say, oh, nothing. But yet you know something's wrong. Well, that relationship that we have with the Lord, He knows us better than we knows ourselves, and He knows what we need, which speaks of that relationship. He knows us better than anyone else knows us. He knows us through and through, and He knows what we're in need of. He knows what we can do and what we can't do. He knows when we struggle with waywardness. He knows when we struggle with helplessness. He knows when we're strong on some things. But in spite of all that, He loves us. And that's what the shepherd does. He loves us. We are known by Him. And number four this morning, they follow Him. They follow Him. You know, when you follow someone and you truly follow them, then that means you trust them. You trust them. Well, I can encourage you this morning that the one that you need to trust is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the one that you need to trust. Verse 4 and verse 5 says, "And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, and they know His voice." Number 5 says, "And the stranger will they not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger." So we as sheep are to follow. We're to follow the shepherd. As the shepherd puts his sheep out in that pasture, they follow him and they can trust him. The words "follow me," I think, are the simplest forms of words that there are. Just simply, follow me. Follow me. You know, we can trust the Lord this morning because He knows things far better than we know ourselves. Have you ever been in a situation to where you felt like, "I know the answer to this," and you are so strong in that, "This is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it," and you're so strong in that decision and you're not going to budge either way, and then you find out later, "I should have done things differently." You find out later that maybe you don't know as much as you thought you knew. You find out later that maybe you should have done things a little different. Well, we're like that. Sometimes we as individuals are like that. But I promise you this morning, based on the Word of God, we can trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can trust everything about Him. We can trust every aspect of our life when it comes to our relationship with Him. And He's always going to want what's best for us. He's always going to want what's best for us. He has no alternative motives to benefit Himself because He loves us. We've been a part of some relationships in our life, and I'm sure that you have too, that you think someone is looking out after your best interest only to find out later that they're really doing it for themselves and they're really benefiting themselves. That's not Jesus. And you can trust Him. It doesn't require following Him, does not require explanation. I suspect you would probably agree with this, that when a child learns to talk, one of the words that needs to be left out of the vocabulary is the word "why." A child will say, a parent will tell a child, "Go clean your room." Why? A parent will say, "Go into the other room, we're talking," and they would say, "Why?" And I could give you example after example after example as to why. But you know what? When it comes to our relationship with the Lord, He knows what's best with us. And I know sometimes we might question things that's happened in our life and question the way things are happening. And we might question to ourselves. But He knows what's best. You know, I can honestly tell you this morning that when my dad passed away when I was 19 and he passed away suddenly, I never asked the Lord why. It didn't mean I understood. It didn't mean that I wasn't hurt. It didn't mean that I wasn't heartbroken. It didn't mean that I wasn't going to struggle. It didn't mean that I didn't have all those feelings, but I can honestly say here this morning that I never said why, because I knew my dad was in a far better place than what I was in. And that's what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We may not understand, but we can trust Him. And if we have that relationship that I've been talking about this morning, if we have that relationship, it doesn't mean we're going to understand everything, but we can also understand this morning that we follow Him because we trust Him. We trust Him. People are going to disappoint you. People are going to, you're going to struggle, but that's why we don't put our eyes on people, but we put our eyes on the Lord. And that's where we follow Him, and that's that relationship that we have. It doesn't, it doesn't require an example. When we follow Him, we don't need an example. Sometimes when you try to explain something to someone, we give an example. Well, when it comes to following Him, we don't need an example. We just need to follow Him, which speaks of relationship. Three things. To follow means to trust. To follow means to be obedient. And to follow means to respect. Respect Him. And I'll close with verse 29. The Bible says, "My Father, which gave them Me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand." And I say this morning, what a relationship we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a relationship we have with the Lord Jesus Christ, that if you know Him as your personal Savior, you're going to have struggles in life, you're going to have problems in life, you're going to have difficulties in life, but no one can have you. We've got so much to be thankful for. I believe that this whole passage, although those followers or those that were there were rejecting Him because of the parable, and they picked up stones to stone Him, and they were rejecting His message. But for His sheep, those that were there that were His sheep, and we that are here this morning are His sheep, I am grateful this morning for the relationship that we have with the shepherd. And I challenge you this morning, if there's anything that's hindering you in your life, if there's anything that you need to talk to the Lord about, He understands. And He'll help you this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, I do pray if there's someone here that needs to come and talk to You. And Lord, just discuss things. Just give You their heart. Lord, I pray that they'll come. If there's someone here that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, that doesn't have that relationship, I pray, Lord, that they'll come to know You. This morning, Lord, I'm so grateful for the shepherd. And I'm grateful that we can follow. Father, I ask Your blessings on this invitation and Your people. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.